We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Well, Governor Cuomo announced in his press conference just a short time ago that there are now 30,000 coronavirus cases in New York State and 285 deaths statewide. 17,000 of those positive COVID-19 coronavirus cases are in New York City. There are 4,600 in Westchester, more than 3,000 in Nassau, and 2,000 in Suffolk. Governor Cuomo is reiterating the intense need for people to comply with social distancing. He says there will be a pilot program in the city to close some streets and open them to pedestrians to help keep people farther apart. Cuomo says the city will implement mandatory playground social density rules. That means no close contact sports like basketball. And if people don't adhere to the rules, the playgrounds will be closed. He says evidence suggests that reducing density seems to be working on slowing the rate of hospitalization in the state.
This past Sunday, the projection was that hospitalizations were doubling every 2 days, okay? On Monday, the numbers suggested that the hospitalizations were doubling every 3.4 days. On Tuesday, the projection suggested that the hospitalizations were doubling every 4.7 days.
Currently, 15% of COVID-19 patients are in the hospital. 3% of those are in intensive care. Governor Cuomo believes the peak of the virus could happen in 21 days. And Governor Cuomo says he is not happy with the $2 trillion relief bill agreed to by the Senate. He calls it terrible for New York. He says New York doesn't get enough money, only $3.8 billion for the state, and says the government has to do better. Well, New Jersey has the second highest number of coronavirus cases in the country, just behind New York. There are more than 3,600 cases and 44 deaths. Governor Phil Murphy didn't have any new numbers for us this morning, but he expects positive cases to skyrocket as more testing is done. Murphy told us this morning that he hopes President Trump is right about being able to open up parts of the economy by Easter, but he doesn't think that will happen. He says the data shows the spread is going to get worse. Murphy says the state still doesn't have enough protective gear for medical personnel.
We would love to be South Korea, and because everybody makes the point that universal testing is the best way. You know, the bad news is your numbers go up. The good news is you have a lot better sense of the data. The problem is, and this is a big problem, we have limited amounts of supplies, in particular from the federal side. I'm grateful for the fact that we've gotten some, but our ask is enormous relative to what we've gotten.
Murphy is again urging people without symptoms not to get the COVID-19 tests. He'll be holding a coronavirus briefing at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The New York City metro area is now being treated as a coronavirus hot zone, and anyone leaving from here is being urged to self-isolate for 2 weeks. WCBS reporter Sean Adams has that story.
It's like the old shampoo commercial. They'll tell two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. That is exactly how a virus spreads. It appears as people are leaving New York City. They're taking coronavirus with them, prompting this warning from Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House point person for the coronavirus response.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days to ensure that the virus doesn't spread to others, no matter where they have gone, whether it's Florida, North Carolina, or out to far reaches of Long Island.
New York City residents seeking refuge at a second home might have unwittingly brought a nasty little house guest along. New York City is now considered a coronavirus hot zone. The rate of infection is 8 to 10 times greater here. The conventional thinking is other parts of the country will be next. Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
And let's get a check of our weather forecast now. Over to the Weather Center to meteorologist Bob Larson.
We'll stay cloudy this afternoon through early tonight, a little breezy at times. And we also expect a bit of rain to drizzle. Rain approaching now for the west, to some extent up for the south. Nothing terribly heavy. Today's high of 46 degrees. Clouds will give way to some clearing later tonight, low 39 degrees. Tomorrow looks nice. Sunshine mixed with clouds, milder than today, to high of 55. Temperatures now range from 39 at Waterbury to 46 in Jamaica. It's 43 at Midtown with a high of 46.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.